Today, Be'ezah should be learned of Samach Tes of Masechtas Nedar. Some of the topics we learned about include the questions of Yesh She'ela Behekim and Yesh She'ela Behafer, whether a Hakama or Ha'afara can be nullified through a Heter Chacham. The question in the case of Kayim Lechi, the initial Al Hakama Rishayna. A person who states one Hakama, reiterates a second Hakama, and then nullifies the first through a Heter Chacham. Chayla Hakama Shnia? Does the second Hakama now take effect? The question in the case of Kayim Lechi Umufa Lechi, V'loi Techel Hakama Ilim Kein Chol HaFara Mahu. A person that initially states a Hakama, and then a HaFara, and then says that the Hakama can only take effect after the HaFara took effect. HaFara Chayla? Does the HaFara take effect? The Machlekes Remei of Reb Yisi regarding the case of Harezu Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlamim. A person stated that the Kedusha of a carbon oila and of a shlamim should be transferred to his animal. The question of Kayim Umufra Lechi Bevas Achas Mahu. A person that states the Hakama and Hafara should take effect simultaneously. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include Ein Hafara La'achar Yom Shamay. A person can only make Hafara on the day he heard about the nether. However, he cannot make Hafara on the next day. Ein Hakama Achar Hakama. A second Hakama cannot take effect upon a first Hakama. Ein Hakama Achar Hafara. A Hakama cannot take effect after a Hafara, and vice versa, in Hafara Achar Hakama, a Hafara cannot take effect after a Hakama. Kol she'ein b'zeh achar zeh, afil b'vas achas einoy. Two matters which each cannot take effect when one follows the other, cannot take effect simultaneously either.